Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I heard some people talking.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, when you get there, you can, if you go in the Brain Trust, you can find this name, Joe Condrell. J-O is the first name, Joe, as in she's a lady, and she certainly is a lady. Joe Condrell is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's with us right now. Joe is one of the people who helps individuals and companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's such an accomplished person, including being an outstanding author of a book, which is still one of my favorites, Take Charge of Your Life, a Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life by Joe Condrell. That's just one of the books she's written. She's our good friend. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you so much for having me on.
It's good to have you here, as always. And Joe, I think that you've got on your mind today something that I've had on my mind lately, and not a lot of people have had on their minds around the world, and that's not just the Olympics, but the Olympians.
That's right. The will to win. And where do we get that will to win? Obviously, as small business people, we need to have that same Olympian spirit, that stick-to-itiveness, that ability to really hunker down and get and go after what we want.
Well, and you know, you use the word the will to win, and I like that term. But also, but when I think of the Olympians, in addition to the will to win, I think of the will to try, even though I might fail.
Right.
The will to try. Even though I might fail and not win, and not only that, I'll do it in front of lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of? I mean, think about that. When we watch these Olympians, Joe, and they're supposed to have so much promise. They're maybe a past medal winner, or maybe they're the hope of the new team or whatever. And mm-hmm. they fail, and they fall off something of the beam, or they mm-hmm. trip, or they just don't perform as we or they thought, and yet they still do it, knowing the camera is going to be on them. What kind of a human spirit must that be?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, Jim, the little thing that I would insert there for you is that they have to set the intention to win.
Absolutely.
They need to, otherwise they wouldn't go through all of this grueling exercise, all of this trial and practice. There is that possibility of failure, and they have to accept that. I mean, that's part of the deal. But initially, they have to intend to win, mm-hmm. and they have to give it their best shot. They have to keep trying over and over and over again. And, you know, sometimes that's what's lacking in the ordinary person. They try it once, fail, give up, and then go try something else instead of continuing to stick with their first intention. Because you'll never become an Olympian just trying something once, even if you're willing to fail in front of millions and millions of people.
Isn't it about desire? The desire, I mean, like you said, the desire to win. I mean, we have to, at some point in time, we have to say to ourselves, the chance that I might win,
mm-hmm.
the possibility that I might win,
mm-hmm.
might do something really excellent,
mm-hmm.
is much greater than my fear of failure.
Exactly. There you go. There's the balance, because you have to balance it against that fear of failure, because so often we are afraid to embarrass ourselves, afraid that we won't exactly measure up. And that's the stumbling block that we have to overcome initially, is seeing ourselves as winners, as opposed to worrying all the time that we won't measure up. And that's a day-to-day situation for all of us.
Well, it is. And, you know, the thing that I like about the Olympics, and I'm glad you brought this up, and as you know, I've had this on my mind lately,
mm-hmm.
The Olympians, do for us in a two-week experiment, a two-week sort of a human petri dish that is the Olympics. They concentrate for us in 2 weeks the kinds of human characteristics that you and I and all of us, all the folks listening, that we go through every day, don't they?
Right.
But we get to watch it. We get to watch them concentrate it for us. Isn't that a gift?
Oh, doesn't it lift your spirits? Doesn't it just make you so happy? And it doesn't have to be an American standing on the top. It's just seeing all of them try. And when I saw the Lithuanians beat the Americans and how happy they were, I mean, yeah. Can you imagine a small country like that beating the United States?
Mm-hmm. And then you see the Americans going over and congratulating them.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they were proud that they beat them, but because they recognized the sacrifice and the effort that these people made.
That's the bottom line, isn't it? They all understand what each other are going through, maybe to some extent. I'm sure that some of the more deprived countries, we will never understand how much it takes to be an Olympian in those countries, but that there's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of sacrifices, giving up of pleasure, and staying with the drill, the practice.
Going early and staying late. And,
exactly.
And I know that you agree with me when I say that kind of spirit, that kind of human spirit, is what I see in small businesses,
business owners. That's right. And the other thing is they have to plan. You have to have a plan because the athlete doesn't just haphazardly go out. They have a set of things that they must do, and they have coaches, and they have people who know, who have been there, who can show them the way. And isn't that the way in small business?
It is.
Too?
Well, they have a team, don't they?
That's
they have support characters, personnel. They have, as you said, coaches and managers and parents, and lots of different kinds of supporters. Mm-hmm. And it's like that in small businesses. And sometimes I think we don't call on our team as much as we should.
That's right. Did you see the sprinter who, she was going the hurdles yesterday. I've forgotten her name, but she hit the first hurdle. She had been injured earlier and was just trying to do it, but failed. And her team came and actually carried her off.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about.
Sometimes we fall and we need somebody to help us to carry us off the field. Stand by, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Joe Condro, the author of From Book Signing to Bestseller. I just keep naming off these books that Joe has written. As I said, she's a very accomplished lady. Joe Condro, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. Back, it's 23 after. Thanks for hanging around with us today. Joe Condrell is our guest, and she's the author of another book. I'm going to mention another book, folks, 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly. Joe Condrell, she's a renaissance woman. She's even got a cable television show. Joe, tell us about that. We got folks listening in California. When are you on? Where are you on?
Well, it varies. Usually Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, I'm on, and it's seen by probably a few thousand people here in the Hollywood, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills area.
Right.
And we talk about taking charge of your life and various challenges that people have overcome. And the value of goal setting. That was one of the very most popular shows, was talking about goal setting.
And give us your website, too, Joe.
It's www.goalminds, GOALMINDS.com.
Right,
some people get it confused, but it's like you have a goal, GOAL.
Right.
And then mind, MINDS.
Right.
.com.
And your books are available wherever books are sold, right?
That's right. If people will simply ask for them, and they can use my last name as the author, and that should get them.
Condrill. Joe, we're talking about Olympians and comparing Olympians to small business owners. I really see so much similarities because, I mean, both Olympians and small business owners do what they do oftentimes against all odds, oftentimes in the face of a lot of other people saying, you know, you can't do this, you don't know how to do this, and, you know, what makes you think you can do something like that? The human spirit rises above a lot. Now, there are some things that just that the odds are, they're certainly against you.
Mm-hmm.
But the human spirit is capable of rising above a lot of obstacles, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it all goes back to the beginning of setting your intention. And once you have that vision, once you know what you're going after, whether it's growing your business or running in an Olympic event, then you have to make up your mind to do whatever it takes. You don't just go in and piddle and see if something will turn up right. You have to set the intention, and then you have to stick with it. It's that perseverance that gets you through. And knowing what your vision is will help you to stay through those rough times when it looks like, oh, shoot, this really isn't worth it, and I'll give it up and go do something else.
You know, another thing, Joe, when I think of Olympians, you think of a runner, a 100-yard dash, 100-meter dash runner. Their whole they train for 4, 8, 12, maybe 20 years,
mm-hmm.
depending on when they got started, to all come down to a 10-second period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't believe that they're doing that, all the work that they're doing, just for that, in anticipation of that 10 seconds. I got to believe that part of the reason that they're doing what they're doing is because they love it.
Well,
and a small business owner, you know, can start a business and think, you know, one day I'll be rich, one day I'll be really successful. But if that's what you're waiting on, that's going to be an unhappy life if you're not going to be happy until you have that 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're not going to be a happy person. I think you got to find a way to be happy while you're getting there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, so many people, so many super successful people have said, you know, it's not what you get when you achieve that goal, it's what you become in the process. It's the honing of your spirit. It's the honing of your character. It's developing yourself, but appreciating and being conscious of all of the things that are going on at every moment. Because, like you say, if you just wait until you get there, you've blown it. You've lived your whole life grumbling and complaining just for that 10 mm-hmm. seconds of glory. So you have to enjoy the ride as much as you can. Sure, there'll be problems. Sure, you'll fall on your face from time to time. But you'll have to pick yourself up and get going again. And then look back and see what you learned in that process. Can you imagine the athletes from the developing countries, from the newly liberated countries mm-hmm. like Afghanistan and Iraq that you mentioned, and the things that they have had to go through? You know, we had heard about the Iraqi Olympic team under Saddam's sons and how mistreated they were.
They were tortured. Some of them were killed.
Right. And now this year, how much different it is for them and how...
Yeah, I think we had a little technical difficulty. The thing that and maybe we'll get Joe back on before we have to take the next break. But the thing that Joe's talking about, one of the things is the Afghan team. The flag bearer in the opening ceremony for the Afghan team, ladies and gentlemen, from Afghanistan, is a lady. Her name was Nina. 4 years ago, under the Taliban, they wouldn't have let her out of the country, let alone go to the Olympics, let alone walk in the opening ceremonies. So, you know, so many the incredible things that are happening in the Olympics last week and this week. I hope you're watching them. And as I said, the huge hearts that I see in these Olympians remind me of you, small business owners. Quick break, 29 after. That was Joe Condrell. She'll be back another time. Sorry about the disconnection there. Quick break, 29 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.